are in Shaar Gimel Perek Yud Beis, and went through a lot of Yesoidus on Thursday, and now we're going to learn more Yesoidus, but and try to learn inside. But the knowledge of this of these inyanim that we're going to speak about. Seem like a little bit spooky and are usually avoided. But it's interesting that Nefesh HaChaim, these were the talks that he gave in Valajan. They weren't not talking about some type of otherworldly Kabbalistic. Sorry, come here. What's the next thing? And what we're talking about here is Kishuf. Kishuf is a dark magic, a black magic, which, according to the Torah, exists. Mechashef aloy sechaya, you shouldn't do it. The Rambam, and this is a das yachid, he's the only one who holds that it doesn't really exist. It's achizas einayim. It's just something that people think. So that is the rationalist approach to it. That there's not really such a thing. It's just stupid things that people believe in. You're always welcome to take that view. A lot easier than we don't have to learn. But the simple view of Chazal and the Ramban and the Rishonim is that, of course, there's such a thing. And the Gemara is full of stories about how people were affected by Kishuf, meaning sorcerers. I mean, even the Chumash, the whole story of Bilam. What was that? What was that story of Bilam, if not Bilam accessing something other than what Moshe Rabbeinu was accessing? And it became Star Wars. And it became a battle in the Shemayim. It wasn't about, a battle of, Tzahal and Hamas. This was a battle way up in a high place. And Nefesh HaChaim, at least, and the Gra, for that matter, his Rebbe, argue with the Rambam, which is very rare, but the Rambam is the Rambam, it's not a shir in the Rambam, and say the Kishuf is Kipshutai, something that works, but how does it work? What does it mean? How does the whole thing work? So this is what we're learning here. Let's just do the words inside from the beginning, Perek Yud Beis. V'zeu inyan shedarshu zichreinam levracha, if you look in Chulan, Dav Zayin Amud Beis, al pasu ki Hashem hu ha'elikim, Ein oid milvadoi. That's a pasuk. Pasuk says Hashem hu elokim chumash. Ein oid milvadoi. There really is no other power in this world but Hashem. Amar Rabbi Chanina, and on this Rabbi Chanina said afilu kishufim. Even kishuf, we all comfortable with the word kishuf. Even kishuf, even this black magic, has no power over the ein oid milvadoi. First of all, so there's two things here in that statement of the Gemara. One of them is a clear endorsement of the fact that there is such a thing as kishuf, afilu kishufim. Einoid Mavada is so powerful, it could even go against the kishufim. Kishufim is shtus, was a shtus. But that's the pashtus of Chazal. But the other, so there's two nekudas here. One nekuda is einoid Mavada, that there's a place where the Almighty has full power. And Rav Chanina says, it's even more powerful than kishuf, which tells us there's such a thing as kishuf.
So how do we learn that Bilam was able to find that time where he could trick Hashem into Egypt?
Also, right, Yodea Das Elyon. He knew Das Elyon, Das.
But Einod Movada means?
Einod Movada is more powerful, but that's pretty powerful. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, think about it. The Gemara says, the Gemara we all know, that Hashem said that if I wouldn't have intervened at the time of Bilam, he would have destroyed the whole Jewish people. So what you have is a destructive force and an intervention by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's more force in the Gemara, not Vodazar.
The whole statement is it's a little bizarre because it means that there is something out there that is not a Kodesh Baruch Hu, outside of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem created it that way, and then there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. In other words, the Rav just said, if Bilam was able to tap that particular moment, and Hashem
had you're articulating the question very well of what we need to explain. Exactly what is it? Bilam has his God. What is it a different? What is Avodah Zarah, for that matter?
Shuv may be something that's not natural, but it's not godlike.
It's not that level.
It's not that level. Maybe it's something in between. You don't know what it is exactly.
Look, let me make this easier for everybody. Some Nazi goes and shoots a guy in the head. So it's clearly ra. Clearly a decision was made. And we could even say that somehow it's coming from the power of God because everything does. But he's not God. But he can kill. So everybody knows this is complicated. I'm not getting into the... But all I'm saying is that we don't have to look at whatever Bilam accessed or whatever Kishuv means, because we have a clear example of it right here in our world, where you see people do horrible things. They walk into university rooms and they shoot people. What is that? So again, I'm not ready to address evil in this world and why do the righteous suffer, but just to know the mechanism. Let's get the chart, the chart in our mind of how the whole thing works. So he says, "Kol in yane pulais hakshofim." The chapter is about Kishuv. I believe, and I said this on Thursday, that politically, the Nefesh HaChaim was addressing the miracle workers of his day, and that were a big attraction to people, and they came in many, many forms, many, many religions, including Jewish, and people thought, wow, if it works, then that must be a holy thing, and let's go there. And Nefesh HaChaim, I believe, is addressing that issue of, people proving themselves through Kishuv, through miraculous types of things. So he says, "Chol inyanei pulei sakshofen nimshach me'akoyches hatuma shel merkava tmeya." You need to know that when it comes to Kishuv, it is nimshach, it is flowing from koches hatuma shel merkava hatmeya. What is any of this? And that's what Kishuv means. The chachma, there's a chachma of Kishuv, the chachma of it. Shahayu Sanhedrin Srichin Leda, and the Sanhedrin, our guys, needed to know it, needed to understand it clearly. In other words, it's part of the way the world works. They needed to understand that. It's fascinating to me because the Sanhedrin were deciding whether somebody is Chayav Misa or not Chayav Misa. So one of the things they have to think about is where is this guy coming from? Okay, we'll kill him. He's Chayav Misa. He had Adam, he had Asra. he did a mass murder. We'll kill him. But where does that even come from?
Why do you have to ask that question?
Because to better understand how to maybe prevent it and how to... So they were understanding it on a deep level. That's all. It wasn't strictly... I think what the statement is that it wasn't strictly legalistic, although halacha l'maisa is how you paskin. But there was a depth to... I know the Sanhedrin had to understand a whole bunch of languages because every language, brings to bear another concept that you wouldn't understand if you just knew English. So you got to throw a little German in there, Weltanschauung, not just to sound intelligent, but it's a new idea. All these things are...
You have to kill a machshefer, so they have to know what a machshefer is.
Okay. Also, simpler.
You don't have to know why. I'm upset. Just have no.
You don't have to know how it works. Yeah. Well, I don't. Okay. So, but he says, what is it? What did they have to know? What was their limud? Which mesechta did they open to learn this? So he said, I knew what they needed to know was chachmas shmois hatuma. So we know about shemois Hashem, right? Yud kei vav kei Elohim and fancier shemois that we don't know. The ones you see in your art scroll machzor that look at it but don't say it. We have all kinds of shemois, ana b'choya kedulas yimincha, the letters are all shemois, all kinds of shemois. Kamo kein, there are shemois of tuma. Go know. Shal yadam, and through those shemois, and I want to explain, give me a moment to explain what does it mean, shemois, what's the point. But shal yadam yif'alu Poya bale hakishufim pu'ulais v'inyanim shaynim and mishunim, and it's through using those shemos that the bale kishuf are able to manipulate the world and do dvarim mishunim and create and perform some pretty strange things. How do they do it? I'm going to go back to this. I just want to finish the paragraph. This is a bit of a chiddush. That what they do is they find the kochos hatuma, which is as of yet not explained. Don't be nervous. The kochos hatuma, they're mashbia it. They make it swear, which is thus too far also not explained to us. This is the chiddush. They find a little bit of good in it. And through that little bit of good, which is in the evil, they're able to do amazing things. Even more than teva. Maybe they can levitate. Right? Even against nature. Now, Thursday, I spent a long time explaining the klipas noga. I'm going to say it now in one sentence, just to refresh your memory. That when it comes to klipas, klipas literally means shell. And we need to understand what that's for. But klipas read tuma. It's the same thing. Klipas tuma is the same thing. And there are three klipas surrounding everything in Gashmias. And then there's the inner, like a peanut, right? Remember I explained? There's the outer shell, which is very hard. There's a more inner shell, which is... And then there's the skin that goes around the nut, which is almost a nut. I mean, in other words, you eat it, you don't eat it, you put it out. Depends on how finicky you are. It's not like a... it's not a shell per se. So that, in our muscle, is called klipas noiga. Klipas noiga nishtahin nishtaher. And it has, as the I know it from the Sefer HaTanya, it has minatoivu minara. It has minatoivu minara. So that's the klipas noiga. Then Nefesh HaChaim says that the balei kishuv spilzich in the klipas noiga. The klipa themselves, the big klipas, are too much. But in the klipas noga, that they could work. And it's interesting how, you know, the attraction to these things, whether you call it sorcery, black magic, or whether you call it whatever you, there's all kinds of stuff going on in the world. But the attraction, there's a whole India full of this, and a whole Israel. But the attraction to it is, I just want to make this sociological statement, is that sof kol sof, it's very spiritual, isn't it? It's not like science. It's very spiritual. And a person has a spiritual side to them, but they're attracted to spiritual things. So, like, who here amongst us, if we would see somebody levitate this book, would not say, teach me? Would say, feh. You're not going to see anybody levitate a book. I don't think anybody can levitate. But let's, you know, want me to try? it's a very spiritual thing. Now imagine the levitator has a long beard with payas. The Nisayan is really strong. Now, I just tell you a piece of history. Piece of history is that Shabtai Tzvi, the whole Shabtai Tzvi movement, which was before the Baal Shem Tov, before the Vilna Gaon, before Hasidim, before everything, Shabtai Tzvi movement. That Shabtai Tzvi movement, as taught by who they called Nasan Hanavi, Nathan of Gaza, who was the chief spokesman, the Paul, if you will, of Shabtai Tzvi, was a big mekubel. You can read his stuff. You're not supposed to, but you can. And the Kabbalah is, the whole Shabtai Tzvi movement is the Kabbalah of the dark side. It's important to know this. Why is it important to know this? Not just a piece of history. Because when let's say Misnagdim reacted to Hasidim, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, a million machlokes in the world. It was all, the scary part was the Shabtai Tzvi, which, by the way, did a lot of, as you know, a lot of damage to the Jewish people, pogroms, actual physical damage to the Jewish people. But even when they found Shabtai Tzvi eating treif, he would say, well, because I'm in the dark side and I need to elevate this to make it good. So in other words, he was probably a very knowledgeable Mekubel, or at least his PR was good, and because we don't have anything written from him. But it was all this kind of like Kabbalah, which was ad kedei kach, that the whole thing that we all know that you're not supposed to learn Kabbalah was all because it's all a reaction to Shabbosai Tzvi.
Not the Ramchal.
What the Ramchal?
No.
I thought they were metakonis because of the Ramchal.
No. They made restrictions on the Ramchal because of Shabbosai Tzvi. The Ramchal was very open to it, as were most Sfardim. What? No. No. The Rabban is full of Kabbalah. It's in every Chumash. The Or HaChaim is full of Kabbalah. This became... Look, it's in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, but don't forget, when the Shulchan Aruch was himself a Mekubal, and the Arizal came and he restructured Kabbalah for us in a way that we can learn it. But even then, Shabbosai Tzvi didn't take that derech. What was he taking? He was taking the dark side. And I want to explain it. I don't want to sound like this is a science fiction movie here, because, but it seems to me to be earth shattering is how the whole thing works. But yeah.
Is the diskoyches atuma and so on? Is this something that a Kodesh Baruch Hu put in place, or is it something that came through Adam?
Okay.
Sinning?
Toshma, you ask all the good questions. What a matzi means to ask is that why are you going off track? Let's stop the subject. So you're right.
Could you explain the
reason?
Mashmir kochas atuma bechinas
hatoyv
shabai. He's not tapping the negative evil forces. He's tapping the good that's tapped in the evil forces, and he's using the good to do this stuff.
My understanding of it is that the evil that works in this world, generally speaking, has a part of it which is good. Like klipas noiga. I gave a mashal. I don't know if it's a good mashal. I'm not a political person, but let's say, like everybody kind of agrees that al-Baghdadi was a bad man, a rotseach, a mass murderer. He didn't have a heart. So that's sort of like very easy for the world to digest that we just killed him. It's easy. Although, how did he get thousands of people to follow him? He was talking about good things. Like how did Hitler get millions of people to follow him? He was saying, like, you know, make the world better, make the economy better, make this. Blame that on the Jews. But everybody sort of agrees. I think most sane people agree that's a bad thing. But let's take a much more suit and tie version of it, which is BDS. So there it's already, you know, equality, humanitarian, kfiya, like there's all kinds of words that you know, perk the Western ears, including mine, and you say, okay, well, they got a point. You know, so that's klipas noiga. That's the toiv shebara. There's a toiv shebara. I think that's where I don't know if my example is accurate, but the idea is accurate.
The kishuv comes from the ra itself.
The ra shebetaycha toiv, which is... right, the same thing. Klipas noiga, it's interchangeable. It's both. It's a combination of toiv ra. We're going to learn more. One second.
You're saying different from last year, if I understand. You could say something has a potential to be utilized for toiv ra. You could say something, there's a rod there and there's a tov there. So you're saying the latter now.
I think I said that in the last year also.
Okay.
There is a tov and a ra. So look, here's the way we're supposed to daven, and Chazal changed it. It's Yotzer Or Uvayre Cheshech. Oyse Shalom Uvayre Ra. That's the Pasuk. Yotzer Or Uvayre Cheshech. Yetzira Bria. Ose Shalom Asiya Uboire. How does it go? Yetzira Or Uvayre Cheshech. Ose Shalom Uvayre Hakol. Not to freak us out every morning when we're davening. So the Anshek Nes HaGdoyla changed the pasuk to say Yetzer Or Uvayre Cheshech Ose Shalom Uvayre Hakol, but the real pasuk is Uvayre Hara. Meaning, what does that mean? That Hashem created Toiv, Hashem created Ra. That's what we need to understand in the next few minutes. By the way, the clock is no longer in front of me. It's behind me. So all I could see is everybody looking at it.
It yes, Marshall. So we're talking about they appeal to a nice sounding value like equality.
There's a tie of it.
Okay, equality is the Tovah.
I think so. And
it's
they're not. They're not. It's not a potential tov. It's tov.
The
Messias.
Of
I think. Well, so let's learn. Let's not guess. Let's not guess because. But one more paragraph in the Nefesh HaChaim. Machma Shekein Kova Habayir. This is the pshat is that this is how Hashem created the world. Adoin Kol Yisbarach. He who created everything. In Yonei Koychoseihem Lamala Mikoychos Hatzvayim. There are what we call nature. Teva, laws of nature, the way the world works. But that comes from Nimshachim Ekoichovim v'mazolos. Spend a lot of time talking about a person as a mazel. Mazel is teva, nothing more. You don't have to become an astrologer. A mazel means teva. Hashem created teva. Shayidei zeh yehi b'koichom lasos pulos, gam hipuch tivei koichos, but if you can get above it, you can do things which are keneged teva. Umazolais shehukba behem be'eis habriya, which were established be'eis habriya. Ki yadua, it's well known, shekol koyach v'olam kava be'eis barach koyach v'icholes, lahanoi galahatis that koyach v'olam shetachtav. Everything that we see has something above it that's in charge, something above it that's in charge. L'chol asher yesham aruach. So I want to learn with you for a few minutes the Ramchal. Derech Hashem. That's why I won't let you knock the Ramchal. Yeah. Ramchal explains everything in the clearest way possible. And there's two things. One is in Chelek Aleph, Perek Hey, Ois Zion. Hine, b'yoy shegazra chachmasa yisbarach. When Hashem created the world, He created the world. It's not like we think. Shiyeh ba'olam mitzius hatoiv v'hara kemoy shezacharnu. He speaks about it. When Hashem created the world, for some reason, which has been time beyond us, He didn't create the world good, and then we messed it up. It's not the pshat. He created toiv, and He created ra. Like a battery has a positive and a negative. Created toiv, He created ra. Hine, tchilas inyan zet tzarech shiyeh b'koiches ha'ela ashrashim. And this, of course, comes from the highest places. It doesn't start here. V'achreim yimashach hadavar b'shvalim until it gets to our place. V'hine, sidra chachmasa yisbarach es ha'koiches ha'nevdelim shorshe ha'nevram shezacharnu b'seder b'tchuna. It's all in order because the Ramchal's job is to put everything in order. Puts everything, makes a flow chart for us. There's a line coming from Hashem of tikkun, and there's a line of kilkul, and on top of that is einoin milvadoi, kulay toiv. V'hainu shiyimotze b'hem. It's not even Hashem is kulay toiv. This is no toivara. There's no toivara yet. The toivara is in the world of bria. It's not that. No, I'm saying it is in the Shemayim, but not there's a lot of compartments in the Shemayim. Of course, the whole thing we're learning is that it's in the Shemayim. But it's there's Hashem, which is neither Toiv nor Ra. It's not something that we were able to define Bechlal. And in the first level of Bria, He made Toiv, He made Ra. And it keeps on coming down that way. Bracha Klola. Es HaBracha Ves HaKlola. Moshe Bilam. All the way up. All the way up. V'hainu shiyimotze v'hem matzav toiv v'loy toiv. V'amitas toiv ha-matzav shiyu b'hachonu le'or b'or panav yisbarach v'yor elohem. The real toiv is coming from the light of Hashem. V'hapchoy, but the opposite, shetechser mehem ha-achonu hazois v'yis'alem mehem. They don't have that light. V'toldos tikunem b'shvalem hu ha-toiv b'hem v'hepech b'hepech. Why? And then if I go ahead to Shar Gimel, Chelo Gimel, Perek Tes, so he says like this. It's all one thing, but I'm only reading you a paragraph here and there. Vihine. In between, he explains, by the way, I'm not going to say this, it's not going to make sense, that the essence of free choice has to be that there's toiv and there's ra, not just here, but all the way up the ladder. And the essence of the Eitz Hadas, toiv v'ra, Eitz Hadas, toiv v'ra, is that By ingesting the Eitz Hadas, so now he ingested Toiv V'ra, combination of Toiv V'ra, which was the beginning of all problems of humanity, or humanity as we know it. So there was Eitz Hadas Toiv V'ra. The idea of Yetzirah, the idea of Satan, all of these ideas, you see, when I think of Yetzirah, I think, you know, like I really want to eat that cheese Danish. Should I eat the cheese Danish? You know, like that's... It's you're talking about something much deeper into the wiring and into the engineering of the world, where there's ra. I mean, it might manifest itself in a cheese Danish, but the point is we're talking about something much much more esoteric. So he says, "Hinei al pi aderech hazek." You understand what I'm saying? In other words, that's what free choice is. You have to choose: am I going to eat this apple? Am I not going to eat this apple? It's not. It's at the Eitz Hadas.
That's the whole should be the whole purpose of creating ra. Toiv v'ra is connected to the free will. Otherwise, the whole point is that we'd be...
I mean, what would happen if we wouldn't?
Yeah, we had no free choice.
So there would be ra, but it wouldn't be inside of us like burning to do it. Yetzer hara. There would be ra. There has to be ra. Yetzer or v'yechoshech oseh shalom v'yechoshech ra. You need this ra for the world to work. I'm not sure I understand why, but I'm just... This is the way it is. You need ra. Why is it in the plichin of das? So it's chachma bina das. So das is on the bottom, and that's where it goes out to toiv v'ra. They're both manifest. Right. What I am saying is that we understand is like he could have said anything. He could have said like don't walk on the grass, and he violated a command. Don't eat the apple, you know. So he didn't keep kosher. That's the way I think we normally learn it. But what the Mekubalim say is that here was this thing of bringing Ra into the world, and the Nachash was saying, do it. Because if you do it, you'll have access not only to this side, but to that side also, yeah? Am I freaking you out here? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
In other words, you have... Look at the Nachash. It's like somebody saying... The Nachash is like somebody would come to me and say, look, I have these, they're proven kishuf ways of doing things. You know, I have a way of divination or whatever I do. And I'm telling you, close your eyes, let me do it, and you'll get rich. And all your financial problems will be over. So what the Nachash was saying is something much deeper than that. You want to be sholeit like God, on the whole Marechet. You don't want to be sholeit only on one side, which is Tov. There's also Metzius of Ra. Don't you want to know that also? V'tiyo keloikim, toiv v'ra, and you'll be just like God, because God is up here and he's sholeit on everything.
That's
such
a point. The existence of the Nachash prior to Chabad and Adam eating from Eitz
Hadas was Ra. Exactly.
Eitz Hadas only enabled mankind to differentiate.
Well said. Not differentiate, to be part of that. In other words, man could have been one of the Brias of Toiv, and the Nachash could have been a Bria of Ra. And the Nachash said, I'm telling you how to become much more powerful. Be the master of Moshe and Bilam. Be the master of Tov v'Ra. That's what he's saying. You know? So he says here, Hinei al pi derech hazeh kemoshi himsu la'odam, Derech lahasig boi ha'arav haskala. It is possible, as we know, for a human being to come to enlightenment and brilliance, v'ruach ha'kodesh, shelo kaderech ha'teva ha'gashmi. For a prophet to have prophecy is not normal. It's not nature to have prophecy. Kein hutzrach, says the Ramchal, kein hutzrach shimotzi latoiva godol azahep. In order for that to work, there also has to be an opposite thing going on. V'hu sheyuchal adam laham shichoyshech v'akirus v'ruach hatuma sheloi kederach hateva. In order for there to be the ability to have a nevuah from the side of Tov, there has to be in the Bria an ability to have a nevuah from the side of Ra. Well, as I say, yeah, Avodah Zarah, if done correctly. Bilam, what does the Gemara say about Bilam? Everybody knows. Like, come be Yisrael, kemoshe, avobumos ha'olam kam. There, it was mamish, an equal nevuah on the tzad hara. Avodah Zarah, throughout all the generations, Asara Doris, Minoyach Vad Avram, 10 generations of building Avodah Zarah, what were they doing? Migdal Bavel, what were they doing? I mean, read your Bible. What were they doing? They're trying to access Ra. Machisim Uboim. Until it came to Avram Avinu, who was born into that. And the Rambam says, Va'afhu avad imoyim. He was also worshiping Avodah Zarah. Don't fool yourself. That was the culture. And then Avraham Avinu, at least according to the Ramchal, took a side to the... It wasn't just as the Rambam says, according to the Ramchal, well, this is not logical. No, he took a leap and said that I'm supposed to be, let's put it in these terms, Mesakin the chet of the Marishan, I have to get my energy from the Tzad HaTov. So here you had Avraham Avinu mitzad echad, v'kol olam kulo mitzad sheni, of trying to access the Tov. And even Avraham Avinu, Hashem had to tell him, say mi itztagninu shulcha. For sure, that is what I'm saying. I don't know if I agree that today Tov is the norm. Depends what you call norm. I think if I could just say my own, no, I'm saying you're Tov, but I think the norm is Klipas Noga. Klipas Noga, I think that's the norm. Meaning, that's the norm. There's many more, you know. All the different sort of quasi-Avodah Zarahs that are in this world. It's like, you know, even Western civilization.
But today?
We like it because it's good for the Jews. I'm not... It's good for us that there's, like, the United States of America. I like it. I'm an American. But the Nakuda is... Is it the way of the Torah? It's a good thing. It's all klipas noga, which can be used either way, but not in potential yitzchak. In Matzias, it has an atoyv and it has an ira. Just look at it.
You say today, was there a tekufa when it wasn't the tefillah, when it was some other klipa?
Avodah Zarah. Before the Anshei Knesset Hagdola, the Avodah Zarah was much stronger than it is today. But not just the Yetzer Hara Shel Avodah Zarah, but the Zarah, like people had a Yetzer Hara to the dark side. It was the same Yetzer Hara was eating from the Yetzer Das. I'm painting a picture for you of the Nachash representing the other side and telling Adam Arishan, you know, you're only getting half of this. You're not getting the whole story. And it was true. And the Nachash's job was to try to talk Adam and Chava into being Kolel, the whole, absorbing everything, the Tov and the Ra. You could even argue on the Nachash's side that, you know, like, be like the people in the Sanhedrin. If you don't know how to do Kishuv, how are you going to prosecute? Are you going to? You can argue this argument. But Bechlal, I think all of us would go for that. I think we'd all do the same thing. We'd all go for an unbelievable knowledge.
So, Chira, what did the Nachash do wrong? He was put in there by Hashem to do that, exactly, to entice them. And they were supposed to withstand.
How do you know that?
I don't know. I mean, that. They were commanded not to eat from the tree, and his job was to entice them to do.
And Adam's job was to resist.
Right. So Adam failed.
Why is he going to
punish so badly?
You could be that. You could
job well. He's the only creation that he was supposed to do.
He didn't get such a bad. He's still around. He's,
maybe the way he did it, like the other Umas.
No, I think maybe because he lied. He lied. Well, he did other averas, like he, you know, like apparently Violet is let me read to you. Let me keep reading to you. So, oh, this is in Shar in Chela Gimel Perek, hey, Perek. Oh, I apologize. Perek Sheni. Tess. Derech Hashem. Oh, that's what you want to say? Derech Hashem, yeah. So, again, one more time. I want to read this to you so you don't think I'm making it up. Hinei al pi derech hazeh kamashim si ladam derech la'asik boi ha'arav askel ruach ha'kodesh. So it's like a person can get to the highest levels of kedusha and ruach ha'kodesh and nevuah shalai kaderech ha'teva agashmi, which all defies nature. Kein hutzrech shimatz le'toi v'agadol hazeh ha'hefbech. So too, there has to be a way for Bilam to also do that. There has to be a hepech for who sheyuchal adam lahamshich. And what does that mean? A person can have, it is possible to have the koach lahamshich choshech va'achirus v'ruach tumah shalai kederech hateva. You can bring down such tumah shalai kederech hateva, and it's equivalent to ruach hakodesh and nevuah, but on the other side, the dark side. V'hu inyan tumas hakishuf, and that's what kishuf is. That's what kishuv is. No, very not like the Rambam. Yeah, v'hadrisha el amesim. That's what it means to seance and to evoke, talk to the dead people. Shirchitinu atayr mehem. The Torah says, don't go there. V'inyonam hu himshich ayidei haskaris. How do they do it? Hamshich ayidei haskaris b'tznoyim yaduim hashbayis hatuma v'zuama. They're able to bring this very, very powerful level of tuma and zuama into this world, which is going away apparently from what Hashem wants us to do in this world. The dveikus bo would be to be mistabik on the highest level and be mistabik to be, become close with Hashem. You're not going to get there on the dark ladder. You're only going to get there on the light ladder. This all comes from the kochos hara, shezacharnu b'chelak aleph, parak hei, shehus melam b'gzeres yisparach, shemois yuskeruvam, b'yimashech hayidei zeh mehem meshech hatuma b'madregas yiduos. So that's what tuma is. That's what tuma is. We said that tuma is the same as klipa. It's the same thing.
Same as
what? Klipa. But it could all be shaloka derech hateva. You see, if somebody pulls off some type of a kishuf thing, and you know does something sort of miraculous, and everybody says, "Look, you could be against it, but it worked. Like it really works." If it doesn't work, you don't have to be choshish. You could do it all you want. It's only when it works that it means that it's. It doesn't work. It's probably the guy's just a fraud, as is probably 99.9% of those that do it. But if it does work, that's when you got to run away. Because if it does work, so that's when you meet. That means that this guy or woman has pulled from the kochas hatuma something called kishuf. The Nefesh HaChaim is going. I'm going to go back to this Derech Hashem. But the Nefesh HaChaim says in a moment. It brings the Gemara. The Gemara says, why is lama nikra shmoi kishuv? What does that word mean even? Kishuv. So the Gemara says, shmipnei shemachishin bepamalya shamala. So how does that explain what the word means? Why is it called kishuv? Mipnei shemachishin, because it is machish bepamalya shamala. In the upper workings that Hashem wants us to go with. So how does that work with kishuf? Ramati? How does it work with kishuf? Definition? The Rashi says, because kishuf is Rashi Tevis, machishin famalya shamala. Mechashvim is memchav is machishin. Machishin famalia shel Kishuf Vamalya Kishuf Shamala. You get it? Kishuf. Kaf is Kaf Ches Kaf is Machishin. Shin Pei is Vamalya. No, Shin Pei Mem. Mechashvim. That's what Rashi says on the Gemara. Otherwise, there's no movement in the Gemara. No, it's Shel, Pamalya, Shamala. Okay, so it's Nutrikin. That's what Rashi says. And then Rashi, that's what Rashi explains the Gemara. But the point is, what's Pshat Machishim, Pamalya, Shamalya? That there's this side which is working quite well, and now somebody can come on this side of the whole equation and make a balagan. And even show that you don't need this side. You could go against. You could go higher than nature on the dark side, and you don't have to. It's even easier than on the light side. That's machishin pamalya shamala. There's hatzilos bria yitzir. The Ramchal in a different place says that just like there are 10 spheros of kedusha, there are also their Arizal says just like there's 10 spheros of kedusha, there's 10 spheros of tumah. There's a whole marechet there, which we don't want to know. There's a whole marechet there that if you're, a Bilam school mekubal, you know this whole side. And as I said, the Gros says that Shabsai Tzvi was working on that side. Wasn't working on this side. And it was pretty impressive. Thousands and thousands of people, went for this type of a thing.
Is that what Shaul did?
Yes. And it's also what I'm sure it's what the Gemara means when it says that Rav Ashi was criticizing Menashe and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and Menashe came to him in a dream and he said that you would be where I am, you would never be able to resist the Avodah Zarah. Especially if you're a spiritual person. So this is not like if you're a spiritual person, you for sure want to see spiritual things. You want to know, if you're a spiritual person, you really want to know on a regular basis that there's something more to life than science. Science says this is going to behave that way. If you can make something behave in a non-scientific way, it's a spiritual thing, which is why everybody loves going to, for skulas and all kinds of things, just to defy science, because that means that it's not just what we see and touch and feel. There's something bigger. But that can be altogether a worse thing and a worse thing and a worse thing. Better stick with science. And then there is such a thing as nevuah. There is such a thing as the hashkacha pratis. There are these things, but use them on the top. So do I have still a minute? One more minute? Let me just finish this Ramchal. Hadavar nimshach meyosim koyches haraj. Talking about kishuf now comes from koyches haraj. Zacharno b'chelagalo parakei shehuzmalam gzeirasi yisparach shemois yuzkerubam v'yimashach hayadeze mehem meshach tuma madregos yiduay shalai kederach hateva. You could break the nature with tuma v'chein yaso hayadehem, and they can also do stuff meisim shalai kemeisim ativim. They can do magic. They can do all kinds of stuff. Crystal balls kemeisach hartumim v'zulasim. By the way, important. Moshe Rabbeinu takes his stick and turns it into a snake in front of Paro. And what happens? Vayasu hachartumim gam heim b'chartu mehem. Is that the lesson? And they did the same thing. So far, Moshe, we can keep up with you on our side, on the dark side of the equation. That's that story in the Torah. That is what that story is all about. What other we have to know what they were able to do? They were able, Rashi says, ayyadei maisa kshafim. They had Kishuf. They were accessing something different. Egypt was like a hotbed for that. They had their own Messiah. They were able to use Shadim. All had a Messiah. I don't want to let you go. We'll continue on Thursday, but I asked somebody who came to me to advertise market their lead melting business, and
make bullets.
What? Yes, yeah, so get rid of iron horrors. So by melting lead, they can get rid of ayin haras. So, and it works. She said, it works. So I said, where is the Masorah for? I don't know anything. Where's the Masorah for this? Like, you have a Gemara, you have a Mishnah, you have a. So she said, this Masorah goes way back to Morocco. Okay, Besaider, now I understand. They know how to do Avodah Zarah in Morocco. It's a very. In other words, the ancient. Whether they be the Shemois Hatumah that Avraham Avinu already gave to the Shvachos, the Bnei Shvachos, this was the ability that went through history of the dark side. Shemois Hatumah. That's what we're going to learn about Nefesh HaChaim over here. Shemois Hatumah. Like there has to. And why would he give him if it's a bad thing? The answer is the world needs Tovara apparently, which we need to discover more. But that's my Hakdama to this.